The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's start with this one from Southern Living. Folding Time. Mrs. Mary Hollis Huddleston, a.k.a. Mrs. Southern Social, shares the napkin trips every entertainer should know. So there are three options for napkin folding for your dinner table. First, the modern knot. Step 1, lay the napkin face down. Then fold in half diagonally, leaving the point of the napkin closest to you. Roll upward from the point, forming a 2-inch wide band. Take the left and right ends upward over the center of the band, forming a triangle. Fold the right side up and over the left side, pulling through to create a knot. And then they have it laid almost diagonally across the plate. The diamond. Lay a square napkin face down and fold in half from top to bottom and again from left to right, forming a small square. Fold back the top layer diagonally. Repeat with the second layer, stopping slightly short of the last fold. Repeat with the two remaining layers. Flip the napkin over. Fold both bottom ends in toward the top, overlapping a little. Flip the napkin over and place on a plate. And the pocket. Lay a square napkin face up and fold in half from the bottom to the top to form a rectangle with the open end facing away from you. Fold the top layer halfway back. Flip over. Fold the napkin in half from right to left and then again from left to right. Flip the napkin over. Use the pocket to hold a dinner menu or flatware, or tuck fresh herbs inside for an aromatic boost. That will also surprise your guests when they go to shake it out. From Good Housekeeping's Beauty Lab, hair healing recipes. Treat yourself to an at-home spa day using a few simple pantry staples. You can whip up solutions for everything from scalps to strands, or if you need a quick fix, try one of our top-tested product picks. So for each issue, they give you an option for making your own and an option that they recommend, the Good Housekeeping Lab pick. The issue, product buildup. Between hair care and styling products, it's easy to accumulate layers of residue. Buildup can lead to strands that look and feel greasy, along with flatness and even dandruff-like flakes. Cut through excess oil and buildup with this Baking Soda Power Cleanse from Audrey Davis Sivasgathi, a tricologist or hair specialist in Houston and the author of Hair Care Rehab, the Ultimate Hair Repair and Reconditioning Manual. So I will spell her last name, Davis-Sivasothy. So here's her power cleanse recipe. A third of a cup of shampoo and 1 to 2 tablespoons baking soda. Combine shampoo with the baking soda, stir well, and pour over wet hair. Gently massage the mixture into the scalp and let it sit for a few minutes before rinsing thoroughly. The Good Housekeeping Lab pick, Suave Essentials Daily Clarifying Shampoo, available for $2 at drugstores. A different issue, dullness. When strands lose their luster, apply a treatment made with apple cider vinegar, which clarifies and smooths hair's outer layer to boost shine. The clarifying rinse, equal parts apple cider vinegar, raw honey, and coconut oil. Adjust based on hair thickness and length. How to? Work the blend through damp hair, leave on for at least 20 minutes, then shampoo it out, says Stephanie Brown, a master colorist at IGK Hair Salon in New York City. The Good Housekeeping Lab pick, Head & Shoulders Apple Cider Vinegar Pre-Wash Rinse, $8 at Walmart. A different issue, dryness. Moisturize. which will also help prevent split ends, frizz, and breakage. If your regular conditioner isn't cutting it, opt for an intensive overnight treatment with coconut oil. It can penetrate the hair shaft to repair hair, says Kyle White, a colorist at Oscar Blandy Salon in New York City. So the moisture treatment recipe, 1 tablespoon coconut oil. How to? Before bed, warm coconut oil in the microwave, then massage it into damp hair, avoiding the roots. Tie strands in a bun and or cover with a shower cap or a hair wrap if desired, and then shampoo in the morning. The Good Housekeeping Lab pick, Joico, that's J-O-I-C-O, Moisture Recovery Conditioner, $20 at Ulta.com. It's made with coconut oil, a top performer in the Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab's moisturizing conditioner test. Another issue, thinning hair. A protein treatment can help plump strands, whether they're naturally fine or losing fullness. Make a banana protein smoothie for hair with amino acid-rich based bananas and eggs to enhance elasticity, strengthen, and add thickness, Davis Sivasathi says. Results are immediate and will last until your next shampoo, she adds. So here's your protein boost recipe. 2 egg yolks, 2 peeled ripe bananas, 2 to 3 tablespoons honey, 1/2 cup conditioner, and 2 tablespoons olive oil. How to? Blend all ingredients until pureed. Fully coat the hair with the treatment. Leave on for 20 to 30 minutes, then rinse with cool water. The Good Housekeeping Lab pick, Biolage Advanced Keratin Dose Pro Keratin Renewal Spray, $23 at Ulta.com, and it's made with wheat protein. Next issue, damage. Various factors can cause strand damage. Styling tool overuse, hair color, chemical treatments, and more. Help counteract it with an avocado and olive oil hair mask, suggests Leanna Zingarino, a hairstylist at Serge Normant at John Frieda Salon in New York City. Packed with omega-3 fatty acids, this treatment helps strengthen hair and add shine, she says. The benefits don't stop with strands. An avocado-based mask also helps rejuvenate and moisturize the scalp, says Joel Warren, founder of the Salon Project, salons in Florida, Pennsylvania, and New York. So the omega-3 therapy, 1/2 of an avocado, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 tablespoon honey, 3 drops of essential oil of your choice. How to? Stir ingredients together until fully combined, then apply to wet hair with fingertips, starting at the bottom and moving up. Wrap hair in a bun and cover with a shower cap. Let sit for 20 minutes, then shampoo. And the Good Housekeeping Lab pick, Garnier Fructis Smoothing Treatment, 3-in-1 hair mask plus avocado extract, available for $8 in drugstores. The issue, irritated scalp. A tonic that combines antioxidant green tea and anti-inflammatory hydrating peppermint oil, like this one from Sada Saltzman, a hairstylist at Salon AKS in New York City, can help soothe dry, irritated scalp skin. The antioxidant tonic, 1 cup green tea, 2 drops peppermint oil, 1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar. How to? Mix well. Massage into scalp and let sit for at least 5 minutes before rinsing. The Good Housekeeping Lab pick, OGX Extra Strength Refreshing Scalp plus Tea Tree Mint Scalp Treatment. And that's available for $9 at Walgreens. Next issue, flat hair. Give lifeless strands a boost with a protein-rich oatmeal, milk, and almond oil hair treatment. Apply to damp, not soaking wet, hair for best results. It's an energizing lift. We need 1/2 cup of oats, 2 tablespoons almond oil, and 1/2 cup of milk. How to? Mix ingredients well, smooth the mask all over hair, and leave it on for 20 to 40 minutes, then shampoo. And the Good Housekeeping Lab pick, Aveeno Hair Oat Milk Blend Leave-In Milk, $12 at Walmart.com. And the last issue, frizz and flyaways. Frizz can be caused by damage, the environment, or both, and some types of hair are inherently more prone to it. Keep fuzz at bay by laying down and sealing hair's cuticle or outer layer with an emollient ingredient like castor oil, which acts as a protectant and can help fortify strands. Derived from the castor plant's seeds and comprised mainly of the fatty acid ricinoleic acid, it coats and conditions to improve smoothness, explains GH Beauty Lab chemist Danuzia Winank. So the calming balm recipe? Castor oil. How to? Rub a dab of castor oil between hands and glide a very thin layer over frizz-prone areas on dry hair. GH Lab pick, Briogeo B Well Organic and Cold-Pressed 100% Castor Oil, $26 at Sephora. From Southern Living, take note. Expert advice for teaching your child to write a thoughtful thank you. Sending thank you notes is an important thing to do and a great way to show your gratitude for a gift, says Birmingham etiquette teacher Amy Rayner. She has a Twitter account at Etiquette with Amy, EtiquetteWithAmy. But you also want to express your appreciation for your relationship with the giver. Here are Rainier's three easy steps to help your kids do just that. 1. Be specific in your message and reference the gift by name. 2. Share something positive about the present or tell the note's recipient how you plan to use it. And 3. Say what you like about the gift giver and let them know that you're glad they are in your life. From Good Housekeeping, the Kitchen Lab. Question, what's the best way to reheat food? Answer, I generally prefer to use a toaster oven or the stovetop, both of which help preserve and sometimes even accentuate the texture of foods. Those methods take longer than using a microwave, but they can heat more gently, and the stovetop offers more room for adjustment. For example, I sometimes like to add liquid to pasta to make it creamy, or oil to protein or vegetables for more flavor and sometimes crispness. Plus, the microwave can easily overcook or dry out some foods. Air fryers work for reheating too, but because they're usually very powerful, I recommend using a lower temp than you're used to for air frying to avoid burning the exterior before the interior is heated. Below is an overview of my preferred ways to reheat food, how each works, and some best practices. The reheating method, air fryer. How it works? Powerful heating elements, typically found on the top of the appliance, are paired with a large fan to reheat food quickly. It's best for small, quick-to-heat items you want to re-crisp, like fries. And tips, use a lower temp like 300 to 350 for thick foods that take longer to heat, and a higher temperature, 375 to 400, for thinner and smaller items. Microwave. How it works? Microwaves cause the water molecules in food to vibrate, which heats food from the outside in. Best for speedy results. Foods that you're not worried about overcooking or that are moist and easy to stir. Tips, use a vented lid for the fastest results. Cover foods you want to keep moist. The method, stovetop. How it works, the heating elements heat the cookware and the food. Best for pastas, soups, stews, proteins, and veggies you want to brown. Tips, to gently reheat, place cold food in a pan while it gradually heats up. And the toaster oven method. Its bake and reheat functions work like a smaller traditional oven that preheats faster. Best for proteins and thicker items like paninis that benefit from more gentle heating and some crisping. And tips, cover foods you want to keep moist. From Good Housekeeping, all about oranges. This is just telling you something about four different kinds. Clementine, super sweet, typically seedless and simple to peel. These make ideal lunchbox snacks or fruit bowl staples. Plus, there's fiber and potassium in every bite. The tangelo, a combination of a tangerine and a pomelo, a super large citrus fruit with a thick green or yellow rind. Its sweetness is offset by a pleasant grapefruit-like bitterness. The tangerine, this palm-sized pick, loaded with immune-boosting vitamins A and C, falls under the category of mandarin oranges, which are generally smaller and less acidic than other types. And sumo citrus, originally cultivated in the 1970s by a citrus grower in Japan, this juicy, super-sized newcomer wasn't available to the public in the U.S. until 2011. It comes with a convenient top knot for the easiest peeling ever. From Good Housekeeping, eat this, help that. Need an easy way to remember which foods benefit what? These eats resemble the body parts they've taken care of. Okay. Food, walnuts. And it does look like the brain, which it helps. These wrinkly nuts are a strong source of cognitively protective compounds, such as alpha-linolenic acid, an omega-3 fatty acid, and polyphenols, both of which reduce inflammation to support brain function. The food, carrots, they're showing one slice of carrot, helps the eyes, because of course it's round. Carrots contain beta-carotene, which your body converts to vitamin A. Research indicates that vitamin A can help reduce the risk of macular degeneration, as well as help prevent dryness and enhance night vision. The food, red wine. It helps the blood. Red vino contains an antioxidant called resveratrol, which may help lower blood pressure. Drink it in moderation, of course. The food, kidney beans, which helps your kidneys. If your kidneys are healthy, kidney beans can help keep them that way. Their soluble fiber promotes stable blood sugar and helps lower bad LDL cholesterol. But people with kidney disease should limit their intake, as the potassium and phosphorus can tax weak kidneys. And the food, tomatoes, helps your heart. The antioxidant lycopene has shown the potential to benefit heart health by improving cholesterol levels and reducing stroke risk. Cook tomatoes in extra virgin olive oil to increase the lycopene absorption. And fiber gets a much-needed rebrand. For years, fiber's claim to fame has been a solution for staying regular, but it's much more than that, and it deserves a place on your plate. Check out these five fantastic fiber functions. 1. Feeds friendly bacteria. Many types of fiber are prebiotic, meaning they act as food for beneficial gut bugs, aka probiotics. This helps with digestion, immunity, and more. Next, increases longevity. Regularly eating fiber-rich cereals and whole grains may reduce your risk of death from cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and other chronic diseases by 17 to 19%, according to a Harvard Medical School study. Breast-friendly benefits. More Harvard research shows that women who eat fiber-rich diets may have a lower risk of breast cancer. This may be due in part to fiber's ability to reduce levels of estrogen circulating in the body. Eliminates some cholesterol and cancer-causing compounds. Fiber binds to cholesterol and escorts it out of the body in the form of waste. It also helps dilute the concentration of compounds believed to contribute to the development of colon cancer. And fiber reduces diabetes risk. Fiber prevents blood sugar spikes. Over time, this helps lower your odds of developing diabetes. From Martha Stewart Living, creamy baked tortellini with spinach. Active time, 25 minutes. Total time, 35, and it serves 4. We need 1/2 cup panko breadcrumbs, 1/2 ounce Parmigiano Reggiano, finely grated, or about 1/3 cup, 1 teaspoon finely grated lemon zest, 3 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil divided, 2 teaspoons all-purpose adobo seasoning, such as Goya, divided, 10 ounces fresh or frozen cheese tortellini, kosher salt, 12 ounces of ground turkey, 2 cups marinara sauce, such as Rao's, 2 ounces cream cheese, or about 1/4 cup, 1 bunch of flat-leaf spinach, about 5 ounces, tough stems trimmed, or 3 cups baby spinach. Preheat oven to 450. Stir together panko, parmesan, lemon zest, 1 tablespoon of oil, and 1 teaspoon adobo. Cook tortellini in a large pot of salted boiling water 2 minutes and drain. Heat remaining 2 tablespoons oil in a large oven-proof skillet over medium-high. Add turkey and remaining 1 teaspoon adobo. Cook, stirring, until meat is browning in spots but not cooked through, about 4 minutes. Stir in marinara and bring to a boil, then stir in cream cheese until melted, about 2 minutes. Add tortellini and spinach, stirring until it's just wilted. Sprinkle with panko mixture and bake until bubbly, about 8 minutes. Serve immediately. From Woman's Day, pan-seared pork chops with rosemary and pears. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time is 20, and it serves 4. We need 4 Bosque pears, cored and quartered, 2 tablespoons olive oil, divided, 2 tablespoons fresh rosemary leaves, divided, 4 small bone-in pork rib chops, about 1 inch thick, about 2 pounds, 4 ounces total, kosher salt and pepper, 3/4 cup of hard pear cider or dry white wine, and 2 teaspoons grated peeled fresh ginger. Heat oven to 425. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss pears with 1 tablespoon oil and 1 tablespoon rosemary. Roast 10 minutes. Meanwhile, heat remaining tablespoon of oil in a large skillet on medium high. Season pork chops with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook until golden brown, 2 to 3 minutes per side. Remove skillet from heat. Transfer chops to baking sheet, nestling among pears, and roast until chops are just cooked through, 145 degrees in the middle, and pears are tender, 5 to 6 minutes. While pears and pork are roasting, discard fat from the pan and return skillet to medium heat. Add cider, ginger, and remaining tablespoon of rosemary, and simmer, scraping up any browned bits, 2 minutes. Transfer pork chops and pears to a platter and spoon pan sauce over the top. From Real Simple, hanger steak with Worcestershire butter. Active time is 30 minutes, total time 1 hour, and it serves 8. It serves 8. We need 2 2-pound hanger steaks, thick membranes removed, to make 4 pieces of steak. 2 teaspoons kosher salt, 1 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 2 tablespoons olive oil divided, 1/4 cup or 1/2 stick unsalted butter, 4 teaspoons Worcestershire sauce, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh flat-leaf parsley, and flaky sea salt for serving. Preheat oven to 450. Line a rimmed baking sheet with aluminum foil and top with an oven-safe wire rack. Season steaks with kosher salt and pepper. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large skillet over medium-high. Sear 2 steaks, flipping once until well-browned, 4 to 5 minutes per side. Transfer to a rack on a baking sheet. Repeat with remaining 1 tablespoon oil and 2 steaks. Bake until an instant read thermometer inserted in the thickest portion of steak registers 135 degrees, about 10 minutes. Alternatively, sear the steaks, let cool, cover, and transfer to refrigerator for up to 1 day. Before serving, continue with the recipe, allowing 18 to 20 minutes to finish the steak in the oven. Remove from oven and let steaks rest on rack for 10 minutes. Meanwhile, melt butter in a small saucepan over medium-low. Whisk in Worcestershire sauce, remove from heat, and stir in parsley. Slice steaks against the grain and transfer to a serving platter. Spoon butter mixture over the steaks and top with flaky sea salt. And to go with, garlic and parsley shoestring fries. Active time 10 minutes, total time 45, and this serves 8 as well. We need 2 28-ounce packages of frozen shoestring French fries such as Orida, 1/4 cup olive oil, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 cup roughly chopped fresh flat-leaf parsley leaves and tender stems, 2 cloves garlic roughly chopped, about 2.5 teaspoons, flaky sea salt for serving, mayonnaise and ketchup for serving, optional. Preheat oven to 450 with racks in upper and lower thirds. Place fries in a large bowl, toss with oil and kosher salt, spread fries evenly on 2 large rimmed baking sheets, bake until golden, 30 to 35 minutes, tossing fries and rotating pans halfway through. Meanwhile, place parsley and garlic on a large cutting board. Using a chef's knife, chop parsley and garlic together until finely chopped. Alternatively, process parsley and garlic in a mini food processor until finely chopped, about 15 seconds. When fries are cooked, remove baking sheets from oven and immediately toss fries with parsley-garlic mixture. Return baking sheets to the oven and bake until aromatic, about 1 minute. Sprinkle fries with flaky sea salt. Serve with mayonnaise and ketchup for dipping if desired. And time it right. Here's how the fries and steak can share the oven. Cook the fries for 25 minutes, then remove them. Transfer the steak in and cook until done. While the steak rests, return the fries to the oven to finish cooking. Add in a salad or another veggie and dinner is served. From Good Housekeeping, question, I'm bored with my stir fry. Can you help? Answer, try cauliflower rice. Cauliflower is packed with vitamin C and folate, is a good source of fiber, and contains cancer-fighting compounds, says the Good Housekeeping Institute's Amy Fisher, RDN. And bonus, it has a lower glycemic index than regular white rice, which means it won't spike blood sugar. This gives you long-lasting energy without the crash and is helpful in appetite control and maintaining a healthy weight. Good Housekeeping nutritionist approved Green Giant Riced Veggies Cauliflower cooks in about 5 minutes, and a half cup cooked will add a boost of fiber and protein, plus a bit of calcium and iron, potassium, and 45% of your daily vitamin C needs. Keep some in your freezer so you'll always have a smart swap on hand. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.